I read or listen to the news with a Christian worldview just like you do, and especially for an ear for how things are corroborating the centuries-old prophecies that let us know that we're living in the last days. An asteroid the size of a city block is going to pass by Earth this weekend. Maybe it already has. Lately, there have been lots of signs like that in the heavens. There are numerous references to unusual signs and wonders in the heavens found throughout the scriptures regarding the last days. Luke 21, for example, says, "There will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves." And then it goes on to say, "The powers of the heavens will be shaken." In the Old Testament, Joel said, "I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood." Many other prophecies in both New and Old Testaments contain similar passages. On February 15, the same day that a large asteroid passed some 18,000 miles from the Earth, an unrelated explosion above the Chelyabinsk region of Russia, released an estimated 500 kilotons of energy. They said it was the force of 30 Hiroshima atomic bombs, according to the news reports. The impact was detected by sensors operated by the Nuclear Watchdog International Monitoring System as far as Antarctica, over 9,000 miles away. Contrary to early reports of a meteor shower, Russian officials and scientists said the blast, which was the largest infrasound event ever recorded in history, was caused by a single 10,000-ton meteor burning up in the lower atmosphere. After the massive explosion over the Ural Mountain region, at least 1,000 injuries were reported and thousands of buildings were reported damaged. On February 16, the next day, the Associated Press, citing state-run media outlets, reported that Cuba experienced a similar, albeit smaller, meteor that shook buildings and left residents bewildered. Another major event happened over the skies of Southern California on February 22nd, when a giant streak of light prompted dozens of eyewitnesses to file reports with the American Meteor Society. Did you know there was such a society? The AMS, the American Meteor Society. A few days before that, numerous witnesses reported a meteor over Florida's eastern coast, according to press reports. Video of the event, captured by startled onlookers, was run by local media outlets. Operations manager Mike Hanke with the American Meteor Society says the number of meteor sightings filed with the AMS has been increasing over the last few years and also the last few months. AMS is currently working on a statistical analysis of the data to try to explain the increase. Starting February 1st, when a bright fireball soared over the Dallas, Texas area, NASA made some interesting observations. This month, some big space rocks have been hitting Earth's atmosphere, Bill Cook with NASA's Meteoroid Environment Office said on their website. There have been 5 or 6 notable fireballs that might have dropped meteorites around the United States. By the way, meteorites, if you find them, they're very valuable. I don't know if you'll also, you know, turn into Superman or have alien life in you or anything. But if you find a meteor, very valuable. So you can get it on eBay, I think. But anyway, what really has scientists and researchers baffled, NASA said, is the extraordinary appearance and trajectory of the recent meteor events. These fireballs are particularly slow and penetrating, explained meteor expert and University of Western Ontario physics professor Peter Brown. They hit the top of the atmosphere, moving slower than 15 kilometers per second, decelerate rapidly, and make it to within 50 kilometers of the Earth's surface, he added. And so something is causing them to be more noticeable than they normally are. Also during the month of February, the Huffington Post and other major media outlets tracked a number of seemingly credible UFO reports out of Oregon, Florida, and Australia. In recent years, the number of apparently unexplained UFO sightings documented by mainstream media seemed to have soared. From Jerusalem and Moscow to Mexico City, Norway, and all across China, the number of bizarre flying objects and celestial events dazzling witnesses without rational explanation is seemingly exploding. Now, meteors have always fallen, and UFOs are nothing new. Nevertheless, Jesus said that the last days would be accompanied by major signs in the heavens. If you put these together with the other trends we talk about, it becomes clear that the stage is being set for the future great tribulation and the second coming of Jesus Christ. If Jesus were to come right now, the question is, are you ready? And that's why we always encourage you every week to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.